If there is anything I have learned over the course of the past 14 months, it is that life is fluid and evolving. It is made up of highs and lows that seem to merge one into the other as events unfold and memories take us where they might. It is messy and unpredictable, and a single unforeseen moment can result in an event so unimaginable it can cast us into our own personal hell. But life can also surprise and uplift us. It can bring joy and laughter. And if we open ourselves to its presence, it can bring a breathless beauty mere words cannot convey. Life can energize and enrich us. It can provide meaning and belonging in places never expected. Life is a state into which we are born. But in the course of living out our moments, it can also be a decision we are challenged to make. 14 months ago, my husband Ben and infant son Jonathan were killed in a senseless accident that sent me into the darkest depths of despair. At the time, it seemed easier to give in, to lose myself in the darkness. But somewhere along the way, I'd found a reason to choose life. And with that choice, a willingness to dig myself out of my grief one painful moment at a time. Today would have been Ben's 35th birthday had he lived, which, if it had been anything like his 30th birthday, would most likely have resulted in a day of sullen introspection on his part. Ben had serious goals for his life, and a timeline marked off in 5-year increments that corresponded to those goals. If his timeline was off by even a tiny bit when a defining birthday came around, you could bet that champagne toasts and decadent cakes would have been replaced by the sort of despondent torment that would make him almost unbearable to be around. Of course, in this moment, as I sat in a dark room and remembered my life with the man I had loved with my whole being, I knew in my heart I would welcome despondent torment, or really any mood, if it meant that Ben and I could be together even one more day. God, I missed him. I leaned back into the pillows I'd stacked against my headboard as a deep sorrow engulfed me. Rufus, the cat I'd never wanted but now couldn't imagine living without, snuggled up next to me, purring loudly. I leaned over and turned on the bedside lamp. Opening the drawer of the nightstand, I pulled out a small box. Taking a deep breath, I lifted the lid, then reached into the box and pulled out a photo. The one I'd randomly chosen had been taken of Ben the day he'd made detective. I ran a finger over his huge grin. He'd been so happy and proud. He'd worked hard and never looked back, despite the challenges he'd been tasked with along the way. Ben had most definitely been a disciplined fellow, and with the promotion, he'd actually been ahead of his schedule. So maybe this birthday, unlike his 30th, would have been all smiles and happy celebration. Rufus butted his head under my chin, in a move I'd come to recognize as his attempt to offer comfort when I was sad. I scratched him behind the ears, then picked up another photo of Ben and me on our wedding day. A single tear trailed down my cheek as I turned the photo over to find our names. Ben and Abby Sullivan, along with the date of our union and the location in the heart of San Francisco, where we'd promised to love and honor each other until death do us part. Until death do us part. Who could have guessed that death would part us a mere 5 years after we pledged our lives to each other? I replaced the photo and rummaged through the box, which also contained photos of the first little apartment we lived in before we were even married, my first book signing, the trip to Mexico we took when I made the New York Times bestsellers list, and, of course, many, many photos of the unexpected and unplanned, but very welcome child who had come from our union.